funny how life works, right? So I get a call. I could hear the pain in my friend's voice, and there was a sense of real urgency. This was yesterday, around 10:38 in the morning. I was prepping for the show, thinking about a whole bunch of stuff, and all of a sudden I see the call come in. I said, okay, take that. And she is choosing her words very carefully. I need your help. Please help me. My grandson, he's suicidal. Do you know anyone? And my friend lives out of state, but family's here. And I said, oh yeah, I do. Because just about a month earlier, I was on the phone with Sandy Matz from Raven Rock Ranch, and we were talking about her mission and the lives they're saving, the teenagers that they're seeing there, she and her husband and the rest of the great crew at Raven Rock Ranch. The teenage suicide, it's off the chart, and you take your kid there and you work with Sandy and the rest of the team, but more importantly, you work with horses. And I didn't bother explaining that to my friend who was desperate at the time. I just said, you need to talk to Sandy over there at Raven Rock Ranch. And within minutes, hopefully, there's going to be a wonderful end to that story. But in the meantime, I thought, why not have Sandy come on? You guys have been around since 2011. And Sandy, I've always been a fan of the work that you do. And when you and your husband and I spoke 2 months ago or something, you said now more than ever, young children, teenagers, are so sad, so despondent, that your work is that much more necessary. Can you explain to people how horses and damaged children can find some sort of solace and healing?
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on.
Sure.
John, I really appreciate it. The reason our therapy is different than other therapies, and, you know, other therapies can work, but they don't always work. And so oftentimes parents and guardians and people will say, I've tried everything else and nothing else works. And the difference between our therapy and those other kinds of therapy is that we don't need to talk about trauma. We don't need to talk about what's wrong with you. We don't need to talk about how your life has turned bad. We don't have to talk about that because we work on more of a body-centered kind of therapy. And it's been called somatic. I've heard other descriptions of it, so I don't often use that word.
Mm-hmm.
But it relies on helping the individual, the client that comes, to understand the signals that your body gives you when something really genuinely is something to be afraid of. Oftentimes kids come and everything looks bleak. Everything looks frightening. Fear is not a bad emotion. It tends to keep us alive. It helps us decide not to, you know, tightrope walk if
yeah.
we're not good at that and things like that. So it's not a bad emotion, but if everything in your life is terrifying and scary and wrong and bad, and these people that you trust, sometimes at schools and sometimes in that office, and they've got that degree on the wall and they're telling you how broken and damaged you are, where are these poor kids supposed to go with that?
Right.
And the difference we offer is concentrating more on your positive things.
Yeah, I'm going to play a little cut. This is from your website that basically explains how this works and how the horse actually monitors or responds to.
Why would a child who has suffered severe trauma find more solace in horse therapy than in conventional treatment? The first chapter of this story is far too common. A young child is removed from an abusive situation, but despite the reassurances from his caregivers and counselors, he continues to act out and resists nearly every effort to engage. Why does he act this way? The answer lies in the limbic system, the part of the brain that affects emotion. If you are startled, your limbic system would take charge and send your body into high alert. Eventually, though, it would relinquish control and you'd relax. But because of his past, this boy can never fully relax. His limbic system is stuck at full throttle.
So then the horse, so at full throttle limbic system, the child is basically in a constant stress mode. The horse comes along, and because the horse has to pick up all of these signals, I was reading some studies today that a horse can read 17 to 27 facial expressions and can tell almost instantly how you are feeling. So this highly stressed kid comes in contact with this horse. The horse, in a way, mimics the stress or responds to the stress in some way. Explain to me that relationship.
So the horse not only can read body language and facial expression, but they also read your electromagnetic field. Now, I can get into the weeds on this, and I won't do that now, but that's the science part of it. The science part of it is your electromagnetic field is 5,000 times stronger than your brain's electromagnetic field. It gives information all the time. Horses are prey animals. Horses have to read that information or they will die. So they read your information, and when it has been betrayed, it's an electromagnetic signal to the horses that they read. Just imagine how strong theirs is. Their heart's bigger than ours.
Right.
When the horse reads that information, they come around, and they all of our horses are rescued, by the way, and so they understand betrayal. They understand when someone hasn't treated you right, and they empathize, and they show you in real time when you're elevated and your anxiety level is up. They will say, why are we scared? But we better be scared because you're telling me you're scared, and I trust your brain better than I trust mine. Why are we scared? They don't think you're afraid of them. They think you're just, you know better. Why are we afraid? Or if you're angry, they're like, why are we angry? So they mimic. It's like a mirror. It's interesting to actually watch it in action, but they mirror what we're feeling in real time, so that the client can understand and regulate their own emotional response.
I see. So that the client begins to change their behavior to soothe the horse, so they begin to have this relationship with the horse. So by soothing their own or trying to bring their own anxiety level down, and they're doing that for the horse then reflects back, so that it is this constant back and forth of I'll decrease, you decrease, and then this relationship begins to build, and then there's going to be some healing because you've taken the child's limbic system down to sort of a less stressed position where some real healing can begin. It is absolutely fascinating, and the fact that you are there saving lives, your stories, oh my God, save my friend.
Yeah, absolutely. We're all over that. I'm meeting with them Monday, so that we can open a door that I think that grandson never knew was even there.
Right.
And to understand that he is great and he is perfect the way he is,
okay,
and that that's what's gonna happen.
Right.
And knowing that the horse really truly, horses can't lie.
No.
They can't fool you. They can't act like they like you just because you have a big bag of carrots. If they don't like you, they don't care how big the bag is of treats.
So healing hopefully begins on Monday. So I appreciate that. Sandy Matz there at Raven Rock Ranch, keep up the great work. We'll put up this interview and others as well if they want to find out more about it. So keep going, my friend.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
All right. Thanks, Sandy.